in perfect harmony. I don't know, and I don't care. I'm so depressed. I thought she cared about us. I thought this show was important. So I go on Twitter. Zora Stevenson is leaving. No, she can't leave. She didn't check with us. She's gone. I don't know where she's going, but she's gone in the Bucks end. We loved her and everything. How could she leave without asking us or telling us, Tony? Explain that.
I cannot explain it. We gotta ask it right from the horse's mouth.
Oh, we got Zora on?
That is correct.
You better talk to her.
She's in the flesh.
What good is it? What good is a world championship if Zora's not here? What's the point?
You're still friends, she said. You were lucky to be friends.
Yes.
Welcome, Zora. How are you?
I'm doing great. You all are my favorite.
Clearly, yeah. You got the you all going around your place or whatever. Yeah, I'm great. I'm not great. Zora's leaving.
Homer's a little upset right
totally
now.
Totally upset.
You have to forgive him. I'm gonna let him cry it out a little bit while we chat. So what's going on now? What's going on? We already know since Homer's upset.
We knew she was going to be special. I had her as a play-by-play, as a coach. I mean, I knew she was going to be
special.
You had
her as everything but president, everything short of president.
I just didn't think she'd leave so soon. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, what's going on?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. First off, can I, like, bid farewell to the Bucks and all that? Can we have that moment before we move on? Thank you. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity and all the memories and all the stories I was able to tell. I mean, we went through a championship. There was a parade. There was game six. And to be able to chronicle that in my role as the team supporter, I called some games in the NBA. Like, I mean, I'm going to look back on this time so fondly and all the connections that I made. We ate at Ted's. And you all were a part of that. And I'm not necessarily leaving Milwaukee right away. It's more so a gig I already have, but it's going into more of a full-time capacity with NBC. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's a big deal for me. And so not rushing out super crazy, because a lot of the stuff I'll be covering is in the Midwest area. And so that's where we're at.
Go ahead, Homer.
I should feel okay. Did you say to them, I can't take it now. I couldn't do to be on with the Hall of Famer and Homer. Like I did. All right. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not surprised. Thank you. Will you remember who
genuine?
We are? No.
Oh,
well, I mean, do you have peeps yet that we're going to have to call? We'd like to have Zora on. No, excuse me. You'll have to call number
to talk to her peeps
first.
No.
All right, so you're with NBC. Now, you've done the Olympics. They've had you do everything. What can you tell us are you going to be responsibilities or duties so that we can then watch you? And is it Olympics more than the Olympics?
It's the same thing that I did Notre Dame football last season.
Correct.
And did USFL. And so it's basically more of what I've already been doing, but not having to juggle it with an NBA schedule. Right? Go ahead.
So they can have you doing various stuff all year round.
Exactly. Exactly. And a little bit of everything. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. I'm going to, oh my goodness, so miss the NBA. You all know I love the NBA. But now I just get to be a fan for a little bit, and hopefully I make my way back to the league, which, you know, I love the NBA.
You'll be back in the NBA at some point. No doubt about that.
Get there whenever you want.
I know.
You got all the connections you need.
Tony, can I ask her about how much money she's making? Or
no.
Is that not rude? Is that rude?
Very rude.
Don't lie, like, is her pay doubled? Can I ask her if whatever she was making?
No.
No. Nothing. Come on, dude. I know you're dense, but geez.
I know, right?
Come on, man.
But you're still buying next time we go to Ted.
That's fine. Yeah, because now they'll be like,
he's got a tab there.
They'll be like, I can't believe she still comes here. What do you mean? Like, well, she's famous now. Of all the things you're going to be doing, what do you like to do the most of all the different stuff outside of the NBA?
Yeah, it's honestly the ability to tell these athlete stories, and it's different capacities. I just wrapped up the USFL, and those are guys chasing the dream, right? Trying to get back to the NFL and all the things that they've sacrificed and the entire journeys that they have just to continue to play football. You go to the college level, and it's larger than life. I mean, all the resources they have. You could argue some of them are bigger than what the NBA has going on, and it's, you know, thousands and thousands of people, in some cases 100,000 people watching these guys on the field, and they're doing it as 18 to 22-year-olds, and the magnifying glass that comes with that. I covered gymnastics last summer, and those athletes are 15 and 16 years old, and what the abilities that they have with their bodies, but also their babies, right? I'm going to interview them, and, you know, they're kids, and so that's a challenge in itself, and jumping to all these different sports. So I'm just so excited for the challenge and to be on a national stage consistently. That really was a goal of mine, and I'm so grateful for NBC for continuing to believe in me and giving me this opportunity.
Will there be new sports that you can do that they talked about because you couldn't do because of the NBA assignment?
Well, you know, more football, and it's scheduling, right? And you know, football, it's one day, but you got to get there like 48 hours in advance. And you know, sometimes I was doing football calls with the Notre Dame players in the bathroom at Pfizer Forum because they want to do it on a Tuesday at 6 p.m. and the, you know, kickoff is right around the corner. And so just being able to be where my feet are and be
what?
Present.
Tell
and
me
all
that again. You never told us about this before. You're doing interviews from the bathroom? What?
Yes. I used to be on the floor of the bathroom at Pfizer Forum because when you're doing a football game, you have interviews like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday leading up to the game. So I'd be interviewing players in the bathroom. I'll be like, sorry for the echo. I'm in a arena because that's the only quiet place. I mean, you're in Pfizer Forum. It's loud everywhere. And so I'd be in the bathroom doing the interviews.
Now, I just want to apologize because if you'd have told me you're doing interviews in the bathroom, I said, no, like, you got to go. You got to make some changes. This is – so you kept that from us. So are there any other things that you were doing that's incredibly weird because you had all these responsibilities that you didn't tell us about?
No, I did a Teams call. I've done a lot of Teams calls from runways. So I'd be on, like, Zoom in an airplane right before it's taking off, and they think I'm in the air, and I'm, like, breaking the law. And I'm like, no, we're still on the runway. We haven't taken off yet. And I'd be on the call on the Bucks plane until the – yeah, so just a lot of –
So if I'd have been your agent, you should have had me as an agent, just like Jimmy Butler. I said, Zora, you're not supposed to be doing it like this. We got – this is – no. So, like, we're going to have to move forward to something. This is not – I'm sure somebody said that to you at some point, right?
Well, I think all of us in the industry, we don't necessarily talk about how hard we work and all that we're juggling. I mean, Lisa Byington is always working.
Oh, yeah, she's crazy. Yeah. Like, she has a problem. Like, she's the voice of the Bucks. And, like, she has a day off, and I go, there she is in the Big Ten. Is she attempting to work every day of the year? Do play-by-play. She wants to be the first person to do play-by-play every day of the year.
Trying to get rich.
No, she's
right.
She's already rich.
Yeah, but so like, there's definitely people that are crazier than me. But
yeah,
I I'm a balanced person.
But
right?
She's not doing any games from the bathroom. She's not doing nothing from the bathroom. I'm pretty sure about that.
She might, you know, we don't know. We don't know.
Now she might be willing to do it if they have the cameras on. But I don't think to this point. I think you're a step ahead of her. So when do you start?
It's kind of I was just doing USFL, and so it's kind of already in motion, but officially at the end of the summer when the Notre Dame season starts up again.
Who's really good in the USFL that if you were a talent advisor for the Green Bay Packers, you would say, look at this guy. Look at this guy. There's somebody I know that you watched in USFL, and you went, whoa, this guy's good.
I'll give you a couple of names. Alex Magoo, quarterback. Alex Magoo, quarterback for the Birmingham Dallas.
See, now they got a backup.
Now we got a backup. Magoo?
He was actually in the NFL for a little bit. And, you know, people go in and out. So Alex Magoo, quarterback. If you need a D lineman, this guy named Boogie Roberts from Southern California.
Are these like stage names?
Oogie Roberts?
Magoo and Boogie? Come on.
Wait, you're going to love the last one then. You're going to love the last one.
These are not real names, Zora.
Led the USFL in punt return yards, Isaiah Henny, and his saying is, Henny time, Henny where, anyone can get it.
Yeah!
Now, wait. Homer, do you understand that reference?
Of course not. You know I don't. It's a good line with no reference. You don't need a reference for that line. That's a good line anything.
His name is Isaiah Henny. and Henny.
Henny time, Henny where? Henny, I'm there.
No.
What's it fun? That's not what it's about, bro.
Isn't it?
No.
Are you both making fun of me and laughing at me right now?
No, a little bit. Because I knew. Well,
no.
I knew he would
Henny,
know.
Man. Come on.
Henny.
All right.
Give her a couch just
we'll
to
have
spill
to put him
Henny
on, that.
On.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to see Homer on any Henny. He doesn't need it.
Well, I want to interview some of these guys. Like, what their stories? Did they played a little bit, or they got cut, or you know,
a lot of different things. Yeah, some of them, you know, played in like the Canadian Football League. Some of them were in the NFL, whether as practice players or like third string, and then they get, you know, then they get waived, and yeah, they have all different stories and reasons as to why they're trying to get back to the NFL.
Well, Packers are in need of a backup. We're gonna have to talk to Magoo. We definitely talk to Jason
about Magoo, and he's really good out of the pocket and extending plays. He's really good at that. So yeah, he doesn't just want to throw the football. He looks to create too, and he can use his legs. So let's get on that.
Now, what are you gonna say to Giannis? It's one thing to leave Homer. It's another thing to leave Giannis. What are you going to say to him when you see him? Practice with us.
I already told him. Yeah, so he knew. And he just said, thank you for everything. You know, he's like the nicest guy. And he said, I did a really good job, and that meant a lot coming from him. So, yeah. Yeah.
How nice.
So you're telling me that he handled it better than I did?
Yeah, 100%. Like, he probably handles, like, most things in life better than you, right?
We talk to him,
of course he does. Yes.
Way to tell him about himself.
Like, if I was Giannis, I'd have gone up and say, first of all, congratulations. But, like, sorry, we don't count? What? Just,
no.
Okay, Bucks, been nice knowing you. Bye. What?
One less person that's bugging him. I mean, he has to get, I mean, it'll just be somebody else.
You didn't bug him.
It won't be.
Well, there's no way Giannis would ever say you bugged him. Do you feel like you bugged Giannis? There's no way.
Just so you know, Zora, Giannis has the power to say, hey, double Zora's salary.
That's true.
Or else I'm out. He could have easily said that.
And you know what?
He wants her to explore and do different stuff.
He's happy for it. They would have doubled it. They would have doubled it.
100% they would. They would have tripled it if he told them to.
All right, look forward to our next gathering. Thanks for the tip on Magoo.
Yep.
And
we'll
still check in.
We'll if you want to talk football, anything. You know, I'm still going to be up to speed on basketball. If you want my take, let me know.
Yeah,
what
do you mean?
Call your people.
What,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Can we get her every week? Can we still get her every week? How badly does she really want to be on the show? Let's press it.
Now
in the Bucks, how often do you want to be on the show, Zora? Because Tony's important.
Ask your team.
No. We can have you on every week, every other week, once a month.
Wouldn't that be fun? And I'll be in all these different places. We could do a lot of college football talk.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Seriously,
Pebble's special.
So you're saying you still want to be on the show?
As long as we don't talk about Michigan, we're fine.
No, let's talk about Michigan.
Why? They suck.
Are they the front runners right now? No.
Pebble, where's Michigan in terms of the national championship? Georgia's got to be
the top tier with the Georgias and Alabamas of the world.
They're front runners, so get used to hearing about them.
Oh, boy. Now I got to deal with Pebble.
So we're still going to have Zora on. Oh, baby! All right.
Look at this.
Congratulations.
We just made a deal on air. Okay.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yep.
I saw the ink is already dry.
And then I see next time I see Giannis. What? You didn't go to the Bucks to double his salary to keep Zora? The first time I've been disappointed in you, Giannis, your life.
Come on, Yanni. Have some hits.
Yeah, come on, Yanni. It's good to hear about Magoo and Oogie and Henny, but it's not as good as having Zora.
Oogie, boogie.
Boogie. Oh, okay. I was close. It's hard to hear where it's sour fast.
Henny.
All right. Lastly, Zora, congratulations. Yeah. It won't be the last time that you elevate to a new level, and it's deserved.
Thank you.
And I'm happy that you still remember us.
Thank you. I promised you all that. I did.
We've heard that before. That happens, right? Does Magic Johnson call you as much as when you were a teammate of his, Tony?
I didn't call him then. I saw him all the time. I don't need to call him.
All right. Congratulations, Zoran. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Bye.
Congrats, Zoran. See ya.
Boogie. It's Boogie. Is that who it is? Boogie?
Henny.
I know. Henny's the last one, but it's Magoo, Boogie, and Henny.
Correct.
Got it. Jason Wilde next.